My name is Lisa Peterson. I'm from Innisfil, near Thornton, and I am a newer to farming, middle-aged farming woman. And I can't believe I just won an award for it.
Oh, right. And that has to be the easiest question, so let's start with that. I don't know if you've had even a second to think about it, because sometimes when I get awarded something, or if I ever get told, oh, this is what you've won in the mail, I don't think very hard before I, like, read it. And then all of a sudden it hits me a day later or 2 weeks later, oh, God, I did that, like, or I accomplished that. So what does it mean to you if you've had a chance to realize that you've been nominated by your friends and family, and even maybe strangers who have just passed by your farm or met you along the way through walks of life, and now you are the actual winner of the Woman Farm of the Year? Has it sunk in, or what does it mean?
It, it caught me by surprise when I got called the other day, and I was thrilled. But it's pretty amazing. I have a lot of people follow my farm on Facebook. I try to share our stories day to day, the good, the bad, and the muddy, so to speak, with our pigs. And I know a lot of women farmers in the area. So when this contest was announced back in, I don't know, August or September, I shared it on my farm page and say, hey, we know a lot of women I talk about as well. If you want to nominate one, here's a great chance to recognize them. Oh. And it sounds like everybody jumped on it and nominated myself, which is certainly encouraging because, you know, we have a neat connection with our customers through the social media realm. And I don't know, they feel like they're part of the farm. And so it's really awesome that they nominated me for it.
Okay. And this one I think will be, this is kind of, it's even opinion based as well, but do you think women are becoming more involved in agriculture? Or do you think even that's a, because that could even be seen as, that's just a lie of a question. Women have always been involved. You just ain't talking about it. Or we've always thought it was male dominated.
Oh, yeah.
So is that even, is that question even wrong to ask? Like, is, and I don't mean like, am I being offensive, but is it wrong to say, do you think women are actually more involved now in agriculture, or have they always been involved?
Oh, they've always been involved. My great-grandmother raised 9 kids on the prairie out in North Dakota. Oh, really? Those kids, well, they got out of farming as quick as possible. so I'm kind of the next one to return to it, I guess. But, yeah, it, you know, if they weren't kneading dough at 3 in the morning getting ready to feed the field hands, they were out milking the cows and hoeing the garden and getting the crops in. So they're not in the spotlight out in the sun as much all day. But I think today women have really come into more recognition. More young women are becoming farmers as their primary career, not as a support for a spouse. So it's great to see that while so many other industries struggle for women to get equal recognition, women farmers can pretty much jump right in there and get to it. It takes a while for the neighbors to kind of admit maybe they're doing okay. But, you know, you're working on your own, and the proof of your abilities is in what you harvest each year. So it's really, you know, you're each on your own and showing what you can do.
And that's, you know what, that's a brilliant point you made there, because I really think that this goes hand in hand well with, like, the fact that they want me to ask you, and I wanted to ask you, do you feel that you face challenges so far, and what are the most unique ones that you've faced in your career so far? And I think that's perfect for you because you got a unique story anyways, but I think, are there any unique challenges you faced along the way that you, like, recall?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, for one thing, I'm doing this on my own. I have 2 kids I'm raising, and they're there when they can be, but they got to go to school.
Right,
so
if
I get in a fix in the middle of the day, who are you going to call? You know? it's not the neighbor because they're busy too. So yeah, you learn to really innovate and be really resourceful and try not to get yourself in too deep so that you can't get yourself back out in time. But you also learn how to connect with your best resources. I've got an amazing network of people, actually customers and fellow farmers, and they've been amazing over the years, either giving me advice or saying, you're doing that wrong, you know, and helping me get my footing. And the longer you stick with it, the more people are willing to reach out and support you because they know you're not just going to give up and quit.
And what would you say has been maybe, if you can think of one, so early on in your farming career, what's been a big accomplishment that you've had, something that you've achieved, or even if it's just simply the fact that you may not have thought you'd be here right now years ago when you started, which is an accomplishment in itself.
Oh, yeah. No, this just started out as a way to feed my family better and maybe a few other people. And it's because of COVID especially, we've really come into the spotlight as a reliable resource for food. When the trucks were all down last spring and supermarkets weren't getting food, our local group of farmers had it. And we kind of threw our hats in together and created a drive-through farmer's market. We had 200 cars lined up each week to get food because there was nowhere else
That's
to
incredible.
Get milk, butter, eggs, meat, bread, and we had it for them.
Wow.
It's tapered off now that Walmart's open again, but that to me is kind of the highlight of what I've done in the last, I guess, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to pull all those strings together. And I coordinated that with the help of a couple other key farmers. And, it was just, it's an awesome feeling. You know, small farmers get poo-pooed a lot, but here we were, and we were keeping people fed.
So I've got to read some things that people have said about you, because these are the people that either are customers, they may be friends, maybe even some of them family, and they lied about a name, but they could even put something else down. But what they wanted to say was basically their nomination had to have a little bit of gusto behind it, a reason, right? Why were they nominating this woman? What does this woman give to farming, and what is so, makes her so special? A lot of people have said things like, and I'll just read a few of them.
Okay.
Not only is she raising heritage organic pigs as a single mother of two teenagers, she also started a food co-op when restaurants were closed last year. Farmers, food-based business could sell their goods directly to the consumer. But she also is cheerful, ready to help people, never complains in spite of all the many hardships. She's an awesome farmer with a mandate for naturally raised healthy animals. Plus, she's a pillar of the community and organizing farm markets, the Berry Fair, and she's involved in countless other community events. Lisa's the most amazing woman I've met in a long time. Can you give me a little feedback as to what that makes you feel? To hear that people look at you as more than just the lady with the two kids who's farming. And this is all a lot that I'm mentioning, like the lady, the two kids who's farming, who's doing this. They're also like, oh, yeah, she's the community events person that does. Like, does that ever maybe dawn on you that, oh, man, I do a lot? Or is it different that you feel like, oh, I don't deserve that?
I'm beginning to think I should be tested for ADHD.
You and me
both.
A little
too many fires going here. But no, it can seem like I'm doing a lot some days, especially when everything has to be done at once. But we figure out how to make it happen, and I guess people are following my Facebook page. That's pretty amazing.
And you know what? There's more to be said. Like, this is some of the great stuff. People kept writing and would write, she's respected, loved, admired, and envied by the town's residents and many other people who enjoy the fruits and veggies of her endless labors. So a lot of people will also make a point when they were nominating you of saying not only would they go by and pick it up every week from you, and they were always very pleased to have the opportunity to go by on that kind of basis. They also made mention of these things like, oh, all the while raising grass-fed pork and chicken products, she has a hilarious Facebook page entertaining hundreds of farm life people and adventures about her farm animals. She's got to be one in a million and hands down represents and should be the Kubota Woman Farmer of the Year. And when you hear that, I think that makes me realize that all the things you've mentioned today actually might not have been for you even at the very beginning a piece that stood out. Mm-hmm. But I think that Facebook recognition that you talked about a little earlier in this interview, that is what they're getting at. They're saying that you give so much back, and it's continued through all of these things that I'm reading. Everyone says you give back to the community. You're willing to help them with their farm, whether it's farm tips, information. I think that's the thing that maybe stands out the most for me is how were you able to take yourself as a person who wasn't even familiar with farming and say, I'm going to give as much as I can to everyone else, the knowledge, the feedback, and how would I guess did that all start?
You know, I love to teach. I looked at becoming a teacher in university and decided, no, that's not for me. But I love to share things. Mm-hmm. I've always been a writer. So being able to share what weird little things I've learned over the years and maybe give somebody else an easier time of it. We could be so much more competitive, I suppose, in farming, but it's not what it's about. It's about making sure the food gets raised and mm-hmm. harvested and out there in every community. I'm just one little farmer. I process 8 pigs a month, and I sell them directly to my customers. That's allowed me to make a living, whereas the large-scale pig farmers are having to raise thousands to make the same income. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more work for me, but being so hands-on, I pull those babies if they're stuck coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm raising them. I'm getting them weaned from their mothers. I'm finding the most inexpensive sources of feed. There's so many things to learn, and there's nobody to teach you that out there. This isn't something they teach you at the University of Guelph. It's mm-hmm. not in the textbooks. So I just feel like, yeah, I'm kind of obligated to share what other people have helped me out with. If I have a pig problem at 3 in the morning, I'll go on the Facebook pig group, and lo and behold, somebody else is on there, and they help me. So why wouldn't I give back if I've got that to give? And it's a nice feeling, because they turn around and say, oh, my God, my pigs are okay, or this is working. So, you know, you give what you get. I guess it's karma.
And you know what? If you didn't think it was working, now you 100% know it's working, because that's the feedback of people. They love it.
Oh, I know. That's amazing. I guess I hear little bits and snippets, but all in one, that's like an avalanche there.
Oh, but an avalanche of good compliments. And I got to ask just one more question at least, but what would be, if you could give an advice or a piece of advice to someone who's a woman starting out in farming, and like, they're, you know, going back to when you were in your first days, early days, and like you just talked about, there's a lot of tips and things that could be shared. If there was one tip that you could give them, what would it be?
Wow, one tip.
And I'm sorry if that's kind of holding you back, because I know that you're saying right now, like, there's a lot of things, Nick. So if you could find it and you'd find one, would that one piece of advice?
Keep it off the credit card, for starters.
That's a good one.
It takes forever to pay those suckers off.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Find your network. Keep all the doors open. Tell people what you're doing. It's you've got to be transparent in this day and age. I share my good, bad, and ugly stuff on my Facebook page. Maybe not all the ugly, because mm-hmm. I don't know what people want to be reading over their coffee in the morning. But, you know, let them know of your struggles. I've done that, just venting, and a day or two later, things start happening. And people will call and say, hey, I've got this little piece of equipment. Do you want to take it? I don't need any money for it. If you just let people know, it's amazing how much good is out there waiting to happen.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming in, for joining us on this chat. You are the Kubota Woman Farmer of the Year here on FM 92, so congratulations. And I guess if there's anything else you wanted to add, just anything you wanted to say at all to anyone?
I'd just say thanks to all my amazing customers and followers, and I've got a lot of people who buy nothing from me, but they love to support me and encourage me, and this is fantastic. Thanks to everyone.